Massachusetts foreclosure petitions rose in June, posting an 81% increase compared with June 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. This marked the 16th consecutive month of increases in petition filings. I'm Mallory Weiss, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Mallory. Lovely summer we're having.
It is. This month marked the 16th consecutive month of increases in petition filings, with 886 petitions filed as compared with the 488 in June 2014. What does this increase say about the state of the market in general? Are these petitions still related to delinquent mortgages from years ago?
I don't think that the increase in foreclosure activity says anything about the real estate market in general. Nada. Zip. The real estate market in Massachusetts and throughout New England and the nation is strong. The Warren Group reported last week that June sales of single-family homes in Massachusetts were up 11%. Condo sales gained 15%. The economy is strong, and the news on employment is also good. Simply put, foreclosure starts are up because lenders are working off a backlog. And yes, I do think that the majority of loans going through foreclosure now are mortgages that have been delinquent for years and years. I saw something recently from the Mortgage Bankers Association that if you look at the loans that are more than 90 days delinquent, 73% of them date back to 2007 or earlier. Feels like we are still paying for the sins of our forebears.
What do this month's auctions tell us? Are they any indicator for the current state of the market?
Well, the auctions actually declined a bit in June by 4%, and this follows a 7% decline in May. But for the first 6 months, auctions are up 43%. So I think it is all part of the same picture of elevated activity with foreclosures. Perhaps auctions are increasing more slowly than petitions because homeowners are able to find a suitable home buyer after the foreclosure proceedings have begun. Lots of people are out looking for affordable housing these days.
Deeds increased 34% this month. As the last step in the foreclosure process, are deeds an indicator of how the market is doing, or should we look to other factors before making any assumptions?
Yes, well, in addition to the 34% increase in June and 21% in the first 6 months, the rate of increase is smaller than the foreclosure starts. But I say again that it's really part of the same story. The backlog is working its way through the pipeline. Some homes get sold after foreclosure proceedings begin, and they avoid the full process, which takes over a year. But most foreclosure starts begin and they end in a foreclosure deed.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you would like more information on the products and services the Warren Group provides, please visit our website at www.thewarrengroup.com.